episode number 274, 2012 Camaro Z28, unofficially becoming official.
Almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro Z28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro Z28.com podcast on the air.
Hey, welcome back everyone for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
Oh, you ready?
I'm ready. The subject of this one was a mouthful.
Yeah. The Z28 in 2012 and officially becoming official.
Or unofficially becoming.
Unofficially becoming official.
It's still
tongue twister there.
Really up in the air, but it's something that.
It's all speculation.
Yeah, really. I think it is at this point. But
well, once the Detroit newspapers get a hold of it, it starts flying all over the place.
And normally we don't like to feed into just made up stuff, but this one had a little bit, at least enough of credibility mentioned in it.
Well, because of the
assumed
source,
assumed credibility.
Yeah.
Right. When you're listening to The Riff, which is the Detroit area leading, you know, rock station, you're listening to the morning show, which I was, and I heard the newscaster talk about the 2012 Camaro Z28 arriving. I'm thinking, okay, there might be a little gunpowder behind this one. So it was published in the Freep, the Detroit Free Press.
Yeah, front page, Friday this week. And the headline was, Chevrolet will revive its high-performance Camaro Z28 as a 2012 model.
Now, this is not exactly news to us.
No.
But what makes this one different is that they're actually not quoting names, but they're saying they spoke directly with sources involved with the project. Mm-hmm. Unemployment line just got two people longer.
Yeah, if they can figure out who said it. But anyways, I don't know. What do you think here? I mean, This is the same speculation that's been in the rumor mill for a year now, at least a year. You know, with the spy shots of this supposed Z28 or
with the,
whatever else with you want to call it.
The performance checkerboard sticker package.
Oh, yeah.
I just think it has just a touch more substance than just, you know. My unofficial opinion, and this is not Jason, the Camaro Z28.com co-founder. This is not Jason, the disciple. Certainly not on behalf of the disciples. But I'm thinking, based on what little I really do know about it, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Yeah.
I think that the voices are too loud and have been speaking too long for it to be ignored. It's a solid business case just based on, in my opinion again, just based on just the outcry for it. I mean, it'd be stupid not to give them what they want. Give us what we want. Fitz, give us what we want!
Well, and I think they're doing that right now because people wanted more special edition cars.
Yes.
And we're getting ready here in January for them to roll out the next Synergy Series Camaro. And, of course, the Camaro convertible, which is going to start hitting the lots here in February, March of this year, first quarter of 2011.
Yeah, production is just a little over a month away.
I know. Isn't that awesome?
Tis indeed.
So it's only fitting that the next special edition or next Camaro that they should be doing is the Z28. And that, of course, is probably going to lead us into the whole Z28 versus SS discussion once again. Because you'll have the Z28 purists, you know, that will say, you know, the Z28 was made as a road race car, and it's not supposed to be the most powerful, but it should also be the top dog.
Didn't girls wear poodles on their skirts for it to be fashionable at those times, too?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wasn't it trendy to, like, put grease in your hair on purpose?
Yeah, back in the 50s?
Late 60s, 70s? Okay. You know, as Dennis Leary said.
Is what?
They were in the, as Dennis Leary said, back then, if we're living in the past, back then they were living in the sexual revolution, wearing pants that guaranteed they wouldn't get any action from the opposite sex. Do you want to live back there, or do you want to talk about now?
I want to talk
about now. Now is what it is. If you don't like what it is, buy a 69 Z28. Buy a 69 Camaro RS.
Yeah.
Get over it.
It's evolution.
Rawr! Sorry, I just about blew out the headphones on that one.
I'm going to really have to normalize this audio this week.
Sorry, everybody, but I'm just tired of people comparing it to something that's 35 plus years ago. I mean, it's not that time again. You can't buy a car for $4,000, a Camaro for $2,000, and the Z28 versus SS debate is old and stale and it's outdated. Well, it's irrelevant.
It's going to continue to go on, though.
Yeah, if people want to waste their time on stupidity. Oh, the Z28 was this, Well, look at what it is going to be. I could go on for an hour about this. Let's move on. Idiots. It's a valid debate. It's a fun debate.
Yeah.
It just doesn't always stay fun.
Well, what's really exciting is it looks like the Camaro is going to outsell the Mustang the first time in 25 years.
Oh, yeah.
By estimating what they're selling normally at the monthly level here. I mean, GM just released their November car totals this week, and Camaro outsold Mustang once again. It wasn't by much, maybe 1,000, 1,500, something like that.
Yeah, it was pretty tight.
But we finally got a real year-to-year comparison now with the Camaro and Mustang. And unless Mustang really, sells a ton of cars in December, Camaro's going to come out as king.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be very, very tough for Mustang to catch up to this.
It was kind of like last year when the Camaro and Mustang were running neck and neck, and the Camaro was outselling it every month from the time it was actually released. But Mustang also had like a 3-month head start, and Mustang just edged the Camaro last year.
Yeah, but it's pretty close. I think it's good. It's a good thing.
It says through November, GM has sold 71,521 Camaros, and the car sales have climbed 51.4%. That puts sales of Camaro at 7,350 cars ahead of Mustang. It's unlikely Ford can catch up in December, given that Ford has sold an average of 5,800 Mustangs a month this year.
Wow.
So there you go. So they're going to have to at least double that.
Yeah. They're going to have to whip out some really crazy incentives that might even make me go buy a Mustang.
Yeah.
You know? So buy a Mustang, get a free Camaro. That'd make me buy a Mustang.
There you go.
It was a good car. I'll never forget driving a rental around in Austin, Texas earlier this year. It was a nice car. It really was. So, we're talking about Z28 and we're referencing Camaro. Of course we're, referencing Camaro convertible.
Yeah.
This is very similar to how the convertible was.
Yeah.
It was all these rumblings and rumors and this and that and the other thing. And then finally it was unofficially official. And then finally it was officially official.
Yeah.
Officially. Are we running the same pattern with this alleged Z28?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, because a year after the concept was revealed in Detroit, the next year the convertible was revealed. We've never seen an iteration of a Z28 ever, except the spy shots that are running around on the road that's presumed to be a Z28.
Right, right. But I mean, just the pattern of it being unofficially official.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're looking at the same type of pattern.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Let's hope so. We're not going to, drop every little tidbit of mentioning, but this one, like I said, it just had a little bit of substance to it instead of just somebody conjuring something up out of thin air.
Right. And it does quote in the newspaper article that they tried to get a comment from GM.
And GM said?
And GM's spokesman, Pat Morrissey, said the company does not comment on future vehicle plans. The standard.
The same exact reply when the 2006 auto show came out.
Yeah.
A little quick side note.
Wink, wink, nudge.
Speaking of 2006 Detroit Auto Show and the unveiling of the Camaro concept, I saw that you put up the video of the
background video.
Yeah. The background video from that.
Before rolled out on the stage.
Yeah.
Yes. It's on our YouTube page.
I actually have a DVD of that.
Yes.
That was given to me by a very close friend of mine. In fact, we saw it New Year's Eve at my house.
Oh, before, yes.
Long before. We were like the first people outside of General Motors to see that. It was so hard keeping that one under our lid.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, but anyway.
Us and a few other select people saw that. That was at your party.
Yeah, it was.
That was great. Yes, check out YouTube.com/CamaroZ28. We're putting up a bunch of videos, either from the archives or from
new stuff.
Drinking bacon soda from last week.
And then tofurkey soda from the previous year.
If you can still taste that.
But we've got a lot of Camaro stuff that we're putting up slowly but surely into our YouTube channel. Please subscribe to it so you make sure you get the updates. You might see a blast from the past back then.
Oh, yeah.
We got some stuff from a long time ago, long before internet video was even a big deal. We're talking analog video. Converted over.
When you'd sit on your computer on a 28.8 modem, and literally you could wait a day for a video to download.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Yeah. We're dating ourselves. We got to cut that out.
Yeah.
But since we're talking about technology here,
yes,
let's talk about, the iPhone app.
Oh, finally.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited to say that Apple approved our app that we have for the CamaroZ28.com podcast on Friday, and it is now available to download in the iTunes store. So if you just head over to iTunes, or we'll post a link on the board and in the show notes, just an easy way to get over there and download the app.
Actually, it's also right on the front page of CamaroZ28.com.
That's right. You create a neat little button right on the front page.
For that and our YouTube channel.
Yep.
Not to mention what was already there, our Twitter.
And Facebook.
What is it?
Follow us button.
Our Twitter follow us button.
Yeah.
And our Facebook, join us, like us, love us, We rock. We're doing all sorts of cool stuff. Speaking of which, I changed the site a little bit.
Yes.
Made a few changes that were suggested by the good folks at the CamaroZ28.com message board. So hopefully you like it.
You look wonderful.
Continuing changes going forward. We'll talk a little bit more about that later on in the show, actually.
Yeah.
But definitely, if you wanted an app for the podcast and the rest of the site and some other cool bonuses in there, download it. It's free.
I know.
100% free. So who asked for that the most? Mudbone?
It was really. Now listen, because I had to follow certain guidelines and rules from Apple, the audio quality on the iPhone version is not as good as the version you're going to get if you subscribe through iTunes and have it downloaded to your iPod or listen to it through our website. The reason being is it has to follow certain rules for downloading on a cellular network, so the only way to get around that was to degrade the quality of the audio.
Yeah, I would say reduce.
Reduce, yeah. I mean, it's still listenable. It's like you're kind of listening to it on an AM radio station. But it's still very,
Well, that's the point. If it'll work in a pinch. If you're on a long flight you still need to stream it, don't you?
Yes.
If you're on a long car ride.
Car ride, there you go.
And, you don't want it to take up a whole lot of space on your device. So nice job, man. And we're going to continue developing this as we move forward. Please give us your thoughts. There's a contact area of the app where you can just send us a quick message.
I should bring that up and see if anybody's sent us a message,
Well,
too.
I sent a test message, but you don't want to read it on the air here.
Okay.
So, it's a free download in the App Store. Just click the button on the front page of the website or wherever else, you'd like to go. Subscribe to our podcast if you don't. Want to use the app, but definitely let us know what you think of it. We did it for you. We built it for you.
Yep.
So, Chris, you're going to pull that up now?
What
do we got?
Let's go while we're young.
So someone sent us a picture.
Someone sent a picture?
Yeah.
What is it? Is that Vito?
No. It's a picture of a baby.
Looks Korean.
Yeah.
Or Asian.
Okay.
Kind of cute.
Don't know who that came from.
Thank you so much for that.
We got a couple tests. Hello, this is a test. I'm not going to read yours.
Okay, there we go.
Chris Jason just saying hello with the brand new iApp from CamaroZ28.com.
iApp. Who was it?
Phantom TA.
Hey, Dave. He's a hip cat.
Yeah.
I hope he's listening. He's going to laugh his ass off or he's going to hit me the next time he sees me.
There's a lot of empty messages, so obviously people were playing with it.
Yep.
From 12/4, 12/4, 12/4, 12/5, 12/5. Okay,
so
it's only been out 2 days. So
let us know what you think of it.
Yeah,
It's free, 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 free.
Yep.
All right, let's move on. Speaking of people contacting us, what do we got for voicemails and emails this week, old Chris, old buddy,
old Jason, old pal? We have one email and three voicemails,
and the three voicemails are from last.
Yes. So they qualified for the November contest.
Right.
We had to push them because we had the interview with Camaro Scotty last week.
Yeah, if you guys didn't hear that, download the last week's episode. That would be episode number 273.
Yep.
Very, very cool interview with our good, good friend, Camaro Scotty. So I got to get to this email. I've been dying to address this ever since we got it. This comes from Jeff. Jeff, your forum username, Jeff's forum username is JJW68SSCamaro. And he says, hello, Chris and Jason. First and foremost, love the podcast. Second, it was nice to meet you and Jason at the NEOCC show. Now with the pleasantries out of the way, I just want to say that I almost boycotted your podcast after hearing episode number 264 about the auto workers. This is not a joke. While I do not deny that this behavior exists, and he's referencing drinking and smoking pot on the job.
Yes.
And download and listen to that show. It's still available, as with all of our other ones. He goes on to say, I must emphasize that this is a very small percentage of the people that build your General Motors products. It is also present in every industry. 90%+ of the people that build these products have so much pride when it comes to building these vehicles. I always tell everyone that I build each car like I get to drive it home at the end of the shift. Additionally, there are many filters in place in the form of quality gates, inspections, team leader inspections, and electronic error-proofing mechanisms, etc., to ensure that someone that is impaired does not make a bad product. The likelihood of something like this happening is very small. As far as beer bottles in the parking lot, has been my experience that people congregate after the shift and drink in the parking lot. Why anyone would want to stay at work is beyond me, but it happens. Also, I need to point out that the auto worker is not the only industry that has problems of this nature, yet we are singled out. We are not a bunch of overpaid, booze-addling buffoons. We work very hard and in most cases sacrifice our bodies for a livable wage. Do we make good money? Yes, we do. Just for fun, go to a UAW retiree meeting and see how many people cannot use their hands because of repetitive motion syndrome or walk with a cane, etc. Contrary to popular belief, we do not light our fireplaces with $100 bills and the American taxpayer does not pay my salary. The bridge loan is paid back and as soon as the stock goes up, Government Motors will be back to General Motors. I get so mad when John Q. Public offers their opinion on why we, as in GM, is in trouble. First of all, the bankruptcy was done only to shed unprofitable U.S. factories and workers without violating the collective bargaining agreement. GM has about $1 billion in assets and income overseas. Also, as long as I'm ranting and raving, the members of the media continue to act irresponsibly at GM's expense to report the so-called news. When there's a problem with General Motors product, it is plastered on the front page. When there's a problem with foreign competitor, it is buried on page 7D in an article the size of a postage stamp. This is irresponsible. When a podcast reports an incident like this, at the Chrysler plant, I would expect them to report it fairly and not make a joke of the American auto worker. In your defense, you did provide listeners with both sides, and I thank you for that. Keep up the good work and buy American. Jeff Willensack, P.S. Love the garage feature of on the site.
Nice. Cool.
Well, we appreciate this, Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff, this was a very well thought out.
Yeah.
And we appreciate this email, and we can touch on it a little bit. Yeah, maybe we did make light of it when we first came out, but it was more because I think we were pissed off
mm-hmm.
that this was happening, and like you said, every time something is reported in the news, it's front page on everything. That's amplified even more here, being in Detroit,
mm-hmm.
because, I mean, that's what we live by, the big three.
Yeah.
Now, I mean...
Make no mistake, Jeff, we're on your side with this. I mean, we pointed a criticizing and, yes, humorous, but if we weren't making jokes about it, we'd be dropping four-letter words that we couldn't even publish this podcast. I mean, this pisses us off when these guys made guys like you look bad.
Yeah.
We are on your side with this, and we were criticizing them and only them. While we said, you know, the title of the episode was It's Happy Hour for, you know, the auto workers. We were talking about these auto workers.
Yeah, and those dozen,
we really
15 auto workers.
Tried to make it clear that...
Who were fired.
Well,
now, we don't know if any of them came back or if the union was able to get them back, and I would love to find out if this was true. But, yeah, it seems like they were let go.
Yeah, going back, he says 90%+ of the people that build these projects take so much pride. And you know what? They got to carry the weight of the guys that don't.
Yeah.
And we thank you for that. And I hope we drove that home, but, we, you know, it bears repeating. You know, the overpaid booze-addling buffoons. I get it. And work very hard. Here we go. Sacrifice our body for a livable wage. Half my family on my dad's side work at the Lansing Auto Plant. Some of them still do. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was a conveyor engineer for 6 years. I built Ford and General Motors conveyor systems.
Yeah, growing up, I mean, all my friends' parents, they worked for either GM, Chrysler, or Ford.
So we'd like to invite you to listen to the show again. If you kind of maybe got the wrong idea, and this is not you, Jeff, this is anybody that listened to the show, that episode, and think about what we said. We're singling out these guys because they needed to be. They were making the real, solid, hardworking auto workers look bad. General Motors, Government Motors, and all that, you know, we've also been defending that as well. This is a loan, and it's getting paid back, and we're very thankful for that.
And when they went public, the government did sell back a lot of the shares, so I believe the government is only a 30% owner now in the company. So, you know, General Motors is back.
Yeah, and we're glad, and we're nonstop support of that. So make no mistake, we're on your side. We're on your page, the same page with you. We're backing you. Kick the a-holes out that milk the system dry.
Yeah.
Yeah, piss off.
Yeah.
if there's ever any points that we've made that we're taken the wrong way or that, that needs to be clarified or that we need to be criticized for or at least give a chance to, you know, clear, you know, make it right, we want to hear from you. This show is for you. We do this for you guys out there. And we try to make the best show possible, and every now and then our opinion differs, and we'd like to respectfully hear, you know, a counterpoint. So the way Jeff, you did, and we thank you so much for taking the time to write this email and send it to us. And no need to boycott us, buddy. You know, we're with you. Yep. We always will be. That's our job. So having said that, you know, I mentioned, you know, get a hold of us. You can call us, you can email us, and here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, so let's get on with the voicemails.
All right.
Oh, 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 it's Postal Day from Cincinnati. I want to call you guys. I know you miss not hearing me on the voicemail. Two ideas. I could be like voicemail of the year, or maybe the best person that drives you guys nuts or your best stalker could get a free membership because they're cheapskate. Or, let's see. Did you guys watch any episodes of Hawaii Five-0 with the Camaro now? No. They're still screwing up on the buttons being up on the doors. And Merry Christmas. Happy Thanksgiving. Drink some tofurkey gravy wine or wine coolers. And you guys have a great holiday. And Merry Christmas. Oh, oh, oh. Bye.
Speaking of being drunk and stoned on the job.
Oh, how fitting. Dave, thanks for calling in.
As always, buddy. Good
As
to
always,
hear from
you. It's He always has funny voicemails.
Yeah, he does. Yeah,
he could be our stalker of the year. I mean, you know.
Spooky.
Yeah.
Spooky. I'd rather that his wife stalked us.
Let's move on to the next one.
Okay.
Hey, guys. BearZ28 here. I remember someone calling and asking about driving shoes, and I was wearing boots for a little bit, and I put I got a pair of DC shoes I've had for a while, and I noticed I can feel real fine vibrations and little ticking through the even through the thick floor mats. And I think any feet shoes like that are real thin. You could feel the pedal pretty good. Even on, I picked up a 2004 Colorado Z71 regular cab, and you know the electric throttle has resistance to it, but you could still feel, you know, the little rock in the pedal there. If you got a good enough sense there, you could pick it up. And about the truck too, a friend of mine said this thing did better than his lifted. He had a lifted Cherokee with all, you know, huge mutters and everything. And he said this thing bone stock did better than his Jeep did, which I thought was a huge compliment for this truck. And I don't know why people complain about him. I haven't really had a problem. I have more of a problem with the jerk that sold it to me than I have with the truck itself. But anyway, and I saw a Mustang, one of the expensive Mustangs in the showroom. My buddy wanted to go look at trucks. He's a Ford guy. And boy, they threw every badge at this thing. It was a GT500 Shelby Cobra SVO or SVT, everything. You know, it's like how many, you know, I don't think even think they have lines that big on the DMV form to fill all that out. I mean, what is it? A GT, GT500, Shelby Cobra, SVO, SVT, Celine, Mustang. But yeah, anyway, I had the 5.4 with the blower in it, which I don't know why they didn't put the 5.4 in that thing a long time ago. But anyway, all right, guys, I figured I'd drop your line. Thanks, bye.
So let me get this straight here. This Mustang was a famous racer horse snake, a Shelby Mustang Cobra.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where did they put all the badges on that car? That's what I want to know.
Remember what I said about gaudy Camaro accessories,
sure,
the peel and stick?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an impressive car, but I don't know if it, you know.
Needs all those names and whatnot.
My famous quote that I, well, soon to be famous, that I made up myself, if I have the biggest gun in the bar, I don't need to wave it around.
Yeah.
Hence the reason why my car is so smooth and cool looking. Bear, thank you for that.
Good to hear from you again,
Bear. Can you please shoot me a quick email and tell me what you think about that truck? I'm looking for something a little different than the Grand Cherokee I'm driving now. I need to be able to tow a snowmobile trailer. And when you say it did better than a lifted Grand Cherokee, define better.
Yeah.
Just shoot me an email, just personally. You know how to get a hold of me. And thanks for the call, buddy.
Awesome.
How many more?
One more.
All right.
This is our last one.
All right.
Hey, Chris, Jason, Mudbone. This is Mudbone Jr. I got my first Camaro ticket. I just wanted to call in and let everyone know. I haven't told my dad yet, so this will be the first time he hears it. Hope everyone had a good Thanksgiving. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Whoa.
Mudbone Jr.
I mean Mudbone Jr. I'm going to get his ass kicked by Mudbone. So, Mudbone,
do you have a response? You'd like to call in and tell your son?
Oh, boy. So, let's see here. We've had Trixie call in.
Yeah.
In the past. That was a while ago.
Yeah.
We've been stalked by a mailman.
Yes.
And now Mudbone Jr. has to call in to confess to his dad, Mudbone, another listener, that he received his first ticket.
Yeah.
In the Camaro. And this is the first time he hears about it. Oh, I just don't...
I wouldn't want to be there.
Yeah, well, okay, Mudbone, go easy on him, because I'm sure that you've gotten a ticket in your lifetime. Oh, I almost forgot, taking a step back to Bear's previous email.
Yes.
Shoes. What about wrestling shoes?
Oh, yeah.
I
remember those.
Anyway, so back to the Mudbone Jr. getting grounded.
I don't even know how old Mudbone Jr. is. I'm assuming he's...
Is he right now? 20s? Right now, I bet you he feels 20s? Like he's about 5.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right. So here's the deal. We got to give out a prize. November voicemail
That's
contest.
Right.
We got a prize pack.
Right.
Anybody waiting for a prize from our previous two contests or even October's show? Sorry, guys. I've been real tied up. I'm going to get them out ASAP, I promise. And you'll get them in the mail soon. Just been busy with the new site stuff, working on the site. So we got to give it out. And I got to tell you, we got to give it to Mudbone Jr.
Of course.
I mean, because if anything, he could use it to bribe his father not kicking the crap out of him.
That is true. It's not going to be a monetary award to help you with your ticket, but hopefully it'll help ease the pain.
Yeah. Like I said, you could bribe him. Dad, please don't hit me so hard. Here, have whatever it is I can pull out of the CamaroZ28.com prize vault here. Hold on.
Yeah.
Oh boy, there's not enough in there to make this easy, so I'll just do my best. I promise to close that back up. In fact, I've got a somewhere. I almost got my finger caught. Somewhere in my archives, I've got a "How to Talk Your Way Out of a Traffic Ticket" book that I don't even think I really read. So if I find that, Junior, I promise I'll give it to you. And
if you can't find it, go to your library and check it out. I know there's other books too. I've gotten one. How to talk your way out or how to win a traffic ticket?
I don't know.
I think I read that one before.
Yeah. Speaking of getting pulled over, I suggest everybody tune in next week because we're running out of time. I can't do it this week. I got pulled over not long ago.
Yeah.
And
what was that all?
The outcome was very, very interesting.
Oh.
But if you guys want to hear it, you're going to have to tune in next week.
Okay.
So it's a cool one. I guess last but not least, we have some sponsor specials that have popped up on the message board in the supporting vendor forum. And what do we got here? We got Redline Goods, always running specials on genuine Italian leather, shift boots, and whatnot. They've got a lot of cool stuff. God, you guys just missed out on a good one, too. It ended yesterday, Saturday, actually.
But figures.
A rare one. 5% off all K&N products, plus shipping for free at pfyc.com.
But that's expired.
Yeah, but it's expired, but that's my invitation to you guys to keep an eye on that forum, because K&N specials don't come up. PFYC also has realistic-looking carbon fiber vinyl. We might have talked about that before. Pretty cool. Hot part. Good old Hot Part, man. J&M Products has Vaultland Sports Spring specials going on.
Oh, nice.
So just, subscribe to the supporting vendor group purchases and sales forum. Yeah. Get a good deal. Sometimes they don't last long. And finally, I really want to encourage everybody to pay a lot of attention to the CamaroZ28.com homepage. I think it's been largely overlooked due to the traffic and attention that the forum gets.
Yeah. But a lot of people just bookmark the forums.
Right.
But we've redesigned the site. You did an awesome job redesigning the front page. It brings people the news, I think, a little bit faster and updates a lot more often than it did. It's just not a static page that's gotten stale over the years. It's a constantly evolving and changing site. So awesome. Just go to CamaroZ20.com, look at the front page, bookmark that.
Yeah, and not to mention, you can also hit us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and download the app that we talked about before from the homepage, too. We make it really easy. You can even subscribe by RSS feed for all you geeks out there.
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah.
So we're updating it a lot more often than we used to, and it's all relevant stuff. We're not just going to throw crap out just for the sake of putting stuff out there. I'm starting to see a lot of...
crap?
Well, stuff that's just kind of like... just
lame?
Made up.
Yeah.
You know, like just... like I said, posting for the sake of posting it. We bring you the solid stuff, like we always have.
Yeah, we've been around a long time. We know how this stuff goes.
We know how to, you know, do it the right way. You know,
and cut through the BS. Yeah. Get right to the meat of the subject.
That's right. And, you know, we got to thank a lot of people to help us out with that. Camaro Scotty and Pete Basica from Petters and our supporting vendors. And, of course, our users, man. Keep us posted.
The whole Camaro team.
Yep. That's what we're glad to have you there. We're glad to be a part of it. I'm going to bust out crying any second now.
Okay.
But maybe we'll just sign off before that happens. So, hey, thanks everybody for listening.
We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.